The desk of city engineer Chuck Ennis could be the staging ground for an excavation. Papers, files, and mysterious mason jars filled with brown flaky stuff litter his oak tabletop.
Here's a sample of it if you want to see what it looks like. And you smell it. It's like, won't hurt you a bit. I'll be surprised if you can smell anything. I'm not setting you up for anything.
This is old wood pulp, which appropriately came from the former International Paper site. Over the next few years, Ennis says the city will spend millions removing the substance and prepping the property to store post-rain wastewater, which includes raw sewage and toxic chemicals.
We have to store that water until you get a nice bright sunny day like today, and then we drain it back into the system, and then we treat it.
But while the wastewater sits in the pond, some worry it will smell. Terre Haute has long been criticized for its odor, namely the stench of rotting sewage. Mayor Duke Bennett has pledged to eliminate those odors within the next few years by making changes to the city's wastewater treatment plant. But the promise of an odorless Terre Haute is exactly why John Muchner dislikes the International Paper solution so much. He's the president of Riverscape, a nonprofit community organization dedicated to the improvement of the Wabash River. Muchner says something about the mayor's solution smells funny.
It's a hard thing to prove. You can't see a smell. And once it's done, if there is a smell, there isn't going to be a whole lot you can do about it. It's called a combined sewer overflow for a reason. It combines with a sewer.
Their concerns are unfounded.
That's Mayor Bennett.
There's a lot of stuff being said that is simply untrue to try to scare people into convincing us, me, that we shouldn't do that.
Terre Haute is not alone. Across the country, cities with century-old sewer systems are scrambling to find ways to avoid dumping raw sewage into public waters. Riverscape's John Muchner admits it'll be difficult for the city to balance its obligations to the federal government, costs to utility payers, and the appearance and smell of the riverfront. Wastewater utility head Mark Thompson, chewing on a dip of tobacco, says the plan is not the best option, but it's the best option the city can afford.
Well, I think it's the best bang for our buck. I don't know that it is the best solution. The pie in the sky goal would be have no CSOs, and we just can't afford that.
It may very well be the cheapest, but not in the best in the long run for the city. I doubt that there's anything any cheaper.
While the city is planning to spend $130 million under the current set of rules, Mayor Duke Bennett admits those guidelines are fluid, as is the cost and the 20-year timeline.
As long as they don't come to us, 17, 18 years from now saying, okay, now you got to deal with all your stormwater, as an example. Currently we run stormwater directly to the river, but we believe that at some point they're going to tell us we're going to have to treat that.
Without a jump in sewer rates, which will triple, the city could not pay for the mandated yet unfunded project. And if the new system doesn't work correctly, the city will be fined each time it fails. And Bennett says those fines, too, will be passed on to Terre Haute taxpayers.
They'll end up paying it one way or the other.
With an issue so flush with complexities and floating targets, Bennett says it's anyone's guess how much the project will eventually cost and when it will actually work. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robinson.
I work in the sewer, it's a very hard job. They won't hire just any old slob. You don't have to wear a tie or a coat. You just have to know how to float. We sing the song of the sewer. Of the sewer, we sing this song. Together we stand, with shovel in hand, to keep things rolling along.